Dave Logan's our guest, voice of the Broncos. That money that was invested on the defensive side and all those new players that came in, are they living up to the hype? You see them every week. You catch them at practice. Are they playing at their best? It was a setback in New England, but health-wise and personnel-wise, talk about the improvements on defense.
Yeah, I think they've actually played well, and I do think they've lived up to what the organization has wanted them to. I think when you look at the New England game and everybody talks about, well, they gave up 43 points, you know, not really. The first interception Peyton threw was really a bad throw, intercepted by Rob Ninkovich, returned to the 34 of the Broncos. So it's a 34-yard field. They score in four plays. And the next series, the Broncos punt, and Julian Edelman runs the punt back 84 yards. So, I mean, ostensibly, the game was over right there. It was 20-7. But the defense didn't play as well as we've seen them. I credit Tom Brady because there were people around his feet. The ball came out very quickly. I mean, he didn't flinch in the pocket, and he was as accurate as we have seen him in some of his bigger games. So I think, again, New England played great. Denver did not play as well as we've seen them in the past. But I think by and large, on what we have in front of us, eight games worth of data, I think the defense has played pretty well.
Dave, you know how big Al Davis was in the rivalry with the Broncos. I wanted to ask you a personal question about Mr. Bolin. How's he doing since he's taken a step back and the motivation of the players to play for him?
You know, it's a really good question. I have not seen him. Pat has been very, very sort of behind the scenes. And Pat, even when he was completely well, was, as you know, he was a behind-the-scenes owner. He wasn't a guy that was going to be out in front of the cameras. He wasn't a Jerry Jones. He just wasn't that guy. He was somebody that was close to players, would go through the locker room. If he had something to say, he'd say it, but he didn't need the limelight. And since the announcement of his illness, he's been even, I think, more behind the scenes. We just have not seen much from him. In fact, I have not seen him at all. I know a couple of players that I've talked to saw him at a function, were able to talk to him. He was able to talk back. So we just hold out hope that that things will not progress rapidly, and that sooner or later they'll find some sort of cure for that insidious disease.
A Raiders coming up in Oakland. How surprised are you that the Raiders haven't won a game? They played New England tough in New England and played Seattle last week to within a touchdown, had an onside kick at the end. Do you think the Raiders have it in them with a young quarterback in Derek Carr to put up a fight the rest of the way, especially throwing the ball downfield?
You know, I think that depends on their locker room. You know, Tony Sperano, as you know, took over. And I think it really depends on the type guys they have in the locker room. I played on teams that won the AFC Central. I played on a team the next year that went 5-11, and the mood of the locker room is really important, even at the elite level. Players have to buy in, and you have to give maximum effort, and you've got to continue to come to work and work hard every single day. But looking at that roster, to answer again your question, yeah, I'm surprised. I think it's a fairly talented roster, especially on defense. I love Khalil Mack. I've seen some of the tape of the Raiders. I mean, I think he's going to be a great, great player. I mean, their problems obviously have been on the offensive end, trying to find ways to generate big plays and also trying to find ways not to get the ball into the hands of the opposition. That's really hurt them a lot this year.
Hey, Dave, finally, how important is your spotter to you when Peyton goes five wide? I know you're getting comfortable with the personnel, but you know he's taking a shot at the end zone. Your spotter and the way you're looking down, if it's binoculars or not, this is an aerial show. Every week, you must be having the time of your life.
Well, I'll tell you what, JT, you've got to get pretty familiar with the wide receivers. You better know not only the starters, but you better know the guys that are active that particular day, the receivers and the tight ends, of course. And so it's been a treat for me as a former wide receiver to see sort of how this guy operates in this offense and to see some of the adjustments that he makes with receivers, and just to sort of think back if you ever had a chance to play with some of the great players in the league. And Peyton Manning's going to go down as one of those guys, but he makes the job of playing receiver a heck of a lot easier. So it's been a fun 2.5 years, that's for sure.
Look forward to seeing you, Dave. Thanks for making time for us. We appreciate it.
Always great to talk to you, JT.